summer should be on the water, like we are this morning here in Fall River at the Tipsy Seagull. It's a Flex Friday, and the anticipation is building for the 9 o'clock hour in which Coach Wiggins will overcome his extreme irrational fear of motorboating.
Right. old motorboat. Built for speed or comfort?
He will get on Outer Limits, which is a boat that can do and has done 180 miles per hour, and said Courtney will be his spiritual.
I'm such an afterthought. Guide. Like, if we die, I'm screwed. Literally, it's going to be Jermaine Wiggins dead on boat, and then I'll be a footnote. Be like, there filming was his friend Courtney.
Yeah, well, but let me say this. And no one would ever want to imagine this, but should the way in which you die be worse than the way in which Wiggy died, then you would be featured prominently.
Good point.
Radio host decapitated.
Right.
Football player chokes on a chicken wing. Like, those could be the two. Like, that would be the way. So it really depends on how you die in the boat.
Right. Or as Michael Scott would say, his kappa got detated.
I think you'll be fine. What do you think the fastest boat you've ever been on? Have you been on?
Yeah, our friend Max has a boat that hauls, and he usually goes from Falmouth to the Vineyard in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
And he goes pretty fast, and I love it.
These ones, I am going, I think you're going to go with me. We're going to go to Newport for lunch in one of these boats today.
Wow.
Probably go to The Landing, one of my all-time favorite places in Newport. But I think you can probably get to Newport in how long? 10 minutes? 12, 15, something like that.
Wow. So is there no speed limit on the water then?
Not for you.
That's right.
You are former New England Patriot Jermaine.
All right.
It's like the Autobahn.
Yeah. I wish the roads were like that.
All right.
My biggest fear is that the bridge being right there, like, what if he's going to be good enough to go through?
Yeah, I think just
the openings.
I would hope so.
Yeah, if he can't get through that, Courtney, we're both screwed.
Right. My real question, Greg, is: does the meat pie make a sequel? Do we see it
during the trip? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I don't have good sea legs.
Yeah,
that is the one.
That would be the last thing I would recommend.
Throw up,
going on a boat.
I'm going to be upset.
Are you going to be upset?
I'm that type of person. If I hear somebody throwing up, if I see somebody throw up, I'm going to start gagging.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Like I said, I have control of my bladder and my bowels. I can control. I'll throw up, but I know when. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can get to a bathroom. I can get to the side of the boat. I'm not just going to projectile all over you.
Based on how fast you're going, don't sit behind.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, no, I feel like he and I are going to be next to each other.
Did you bring an extra outfit?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That'd be a real problem.
I bet Tipsy Seagull has some good merch.
You could just walk around Newport in this economy shirt.
All right. We are going to get to guest leads in about 15 minutes or so at 7:20. So I'm hoping that you brought a guest lead with you this morning on any topic. We'll get to that coming up. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do you want to start today, Sean?
Well, Greg, it only makes sense that we begin with head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo. He talked about Matthew Judon, their discussions, their conversations, and if he's going to be out at practice going forward.
I know a lot of questions today will be about, you know, Judon and things like that, but just so you guys know, my philosophy and our philosophy is to keep as much internal as possible. Had a great meeting with Judon, and we're all moving forward. I remember as a player, it's always a difficult time, right? It's always a difficult time when you go through contract negotiations and things like that. And saying that, for the rest of the team, like, we're pushing forward. Fully expect Matthew to be out here today and participate in practice. But we're looking forward to getting better out here today. And honestly, we're a week away from playing football. I'll tell you this, first time head coach and first time in pads, I always remember what happened that day. And saying that, look, we had a conversation, I have a great relationship with Matthew, I have a great relationship with the players. But we're moving forward and we're trying to work better.
Well, that's the new policy, is keeping everything in house.
Wow.
It wasn't
so different.
Wasn't the policy a couple days ago? But what do you
and
imagine?
That's been the policy for 20 years.
It was.
That's not the policy. That's not a new policy. Yeah. To call that a new policy is laughable.
What's that? The keeping
everything in house.
It's just the way he goes about saying it. Bill would never do that. You know, if they ask Bill about Judon, just focus on the players that are on
players
the field.
That are here, the players that are present.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, have they worked something out in your mind? I mean,
that sounds like a lot of politic talk right there. You know what I mean?
So
like,
you don't think that they came to some kind of an
agreement? I don't know. If they did, where is it?
Why wouldn't you announce it?
Yeah, like, look at Godchild. He came to an agreement, and boom, we all knew about it.
But I would just say this. When did Bill's approach work on a rebuilding team?
I mean, it hasn't.
I mean, we're using this example. The team isn't good, so players are trying to get their own cash, which is what the Patriots and every other team do. When the Patriots were really good, Judon would look like a dink bitching about his contract if they're about to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be like the after the Cam Newton first year? Because that was technically a rebuild when Brady left.
They led the NFL with $200-plus million in free agent spending.
I guess maybe you're right.
I mean, they put a ton of money into that team.
Right.
So, I mean, I just think we don't know if Jerod Mayo is going to be good or if this will work. But to say everything with Bill worked, you have to put it into the context of what the team is right now.
Right.
They're just not that talented.
Well, you never give Bill any credit for building that. I mean, he was a part of building that.
Of course. So was Wiggy. So was Tom Brady. So was McGinnis.
Yes, it worked when he was building it, and he built it into something incredible.
Right. So, but, I mean, we'll it was supercharged.
We'll see if Jerod Mayo can do that.
Right. If Jacoby Brissett gets hurt in week two and the Drake May comes in and becomes the greatest quarterback of all time, I'll say you nailed it.
Yeah, is Jerod Mayo going to have them play in pads during the regular season?
Questionable.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
Who plays? You know what I mean? Because, after watching a little bit of last night's game, right, we didn't see C.J. Stroud. We didn't see Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Who do we see? Like, you know, even with Bill, we kind of had an idea. Like, maybe the ones didn't play. Do we?
So next week, there's a game next Thursday.
That would be so funny if they went into week one not wearing pads.
Not wearing pads. No, but you might see Bailey Zappe maybe, like as your starter next week.
I would love that.
No way.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, it's time for Hot Take Central because, you know, people thought the sky was falling when Drake May had two bad practices, and it has trickled into the national media as Colin Cowherd believes he might lose the job, not to Jacoby Brissett, but to somebody else. Here was Cowherd.
New England was never an offensive culture. It was briefly with Randy Moss. It was never an organization of offensive creativity. That's Kansas City. They don't know offense. It's a defensive culture. And they hired Jerod Mayo, who's Belichick. Mantras, terms, belief system. So this was always going to be the toughest lift for any of these quarterbacks. What does that tell you? That the six-round quarterback, Joe Milton, is going to probably win the job because he's the athlete. He's the bigger, stronger, faster, more dynamic athlete. And they don't have any at wide receiver, tight end, at running back. So when I read this story, my take is, yeah, Joe Milton will make plays.
Joe Milton.
That goes.
This is what we're doing.
He's clueless.
Never has somebody had such a position of power and known less about the topic speak about. The Patriots were never an offensive team.
For like Brady's last 6 years, they were always top five in offense. What the hell was he?
They were number one in offensive EPA per play from 2011 to 2018. I believe that was post Randy Moss. Curtis, you're the one with the good memory. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I believe that was, and I believe their last Super Bowl. What was the AFC Championship? Who did they play?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
And was that an offensive game in the second half?
That was.
I don't know. It was like 40 points scored or something?
And they might have been ranked.
I mean, is the impression nationally the Super Bowl that they won when they beat the Rams and it was all defense?
Of course.
Yeah.
It was a great defensive team.
Is that why they're getting this?
No, but they were still they were still ranked one of the top 3 to 5 teams when it came to offense.
And Shime, the second to last Super Bowl they played in, that was pretty high scoring, I feel like, against the Eagles. I think
both teams in the 30s or something like that.
Yeah, anyway.
Didn't Tom Brady throw for like 500 yards?
I don't know how much it matters this season. Like, Mayo is, I don't know if you buy it or not, but Mayo is telling these guys already that they're going to be a run-heavy football team.
Right.
So, I mean.
Well, Greg, it's interesting. It's interesting you bring that up because we also have Jalen Polk saying exactly that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to do it all. You know, we're not just a passing team. You know, Coach Mayo mentioned a couple of days ago on the team meeting, we will be a running team. So, you know, I feel like you don't have an offense if you don't have a run game. So, you know, we take that very seriously.
I get that, though.
Imagine Bill, how would he react to a guy who's out there informing everybody that they're going to be a run-heavy football
Well, you know, we're going through a lot of different offense.
This particular season.
I do think there's an element to Bill right now. Maybe he's on Nantucket. Who knows? Who is enjoying this a little bit.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah.
But that's what we knew, though, right? We knew that's what this team was going to be.
I didn't know that. They went and spent the number three pick on a guy who can throw the football.
Yeah, but even though they spent that pick on that, didn't you think that they were going to run the football, play good defense, and try to make sure they eliminate as many mistakes from the quarterback?
I thought we were getting the next Josh Allen, so I would expect that we were going to
just air it out,
build the offense around the next Josh Allen.
Well, they're building.
John told me we were getting the next Josh Allen,
but they should take it slow.
Yeah, take it slow.
Can we just all agree though that Drake May should be getting reps with the ones this week? Like, what's the up? What's the downside to it?
Nah, get it, Curtis. Preach.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it, Chime?
Well, I had one more if we have time, Greg.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Curtis has talked many times about how much he believes the New York Jets will be an absolute dumpster fire this year. Well, this was Garrett Wilson talking about him and Aaron Rodgers' heated exchange on the practice field just the other day.
I mean, he's vocalizing, he's pissed off. I know when we're getting our ass beat, I'm pissed off. You know, I may not vocalize it that way to the guys, but I'm pissed off too. So it's kind of a mutual feeling. It's like, I'm glad he said something. And it's not personal. I don't think anyone in this building takes it that way. It's like, all right, this is our leader right here. Obviously, he's not happy with what we're doing. So it can be a reminder for some of the guys. I think when you're out in here in these hot practices and day eight, some guys go into survival mode and they forget about the detail and the fact of the matter that you got to win the drill. And they kind of just try and do their, I don't know. I don't want to say that, but I think y'all understand what I'm saying.
Yep. I mean, Curtis has said many times he does not expect much from Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
So week one, the Jets are going to be 0-1. They open with the 49ers.
If he stays healthy, I think it's a good football team. I think it
could get derailed early. If they start out 0-2, 1-2, 1-3, I think that Aaron Rodgers has never taken accountability for a single thing in his life.
This is the hottest division in football, though, the AFC East. So who knows? I mean, you know, we've been doing the over and under for the Patriots, but when you think about
Charlie Weiss said otherwise.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, but you think about just think about the quarterbacks that are in this division.
No,
if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, which we all expect, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen,
Tua,
and I would say Miami Tua, but more the weapons that they got.
Tua just got paid, so Mike McDaniel has all the faith in the world in Tua.
Yeah. All right. That is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River on a beautiful Flex Friday. If you're working anywhere today and you're not here, you're an idiot. It is gorgeous.
I agree.
The water is beautiful. The weather is beautiful. The bar opens up in about 45 minutes. Twiggy, you were asking about drinks. The Captain Crunch looks pretty good, and the Coconut Paloma. I know you're a coconut.
Ooh, yeah, I'm a coconut guy.
I like Paloma.
8 o'clock is when the bar opens up. We're going to get to your guest leads coming up next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Tecovas. Matt Judon participated in practice yesterday after a great meeting between he and Gerard Mayo. You just heard that audio about the two meeting. Everything seems all well and dandy.
Fences mended.
Yes. We also heard from Devon Godchow yesterday about his contract extension. That after that was announced, here's a bit of that.
Yeah, you know, my wife made me realize something. Every time you're not going to get what you want, but just always be grateful for it. So I'm grateful for her words. I'm grateful for my agent working it out with the Patriots, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh. I'm glad we got something done. You know, every time you're not going to get what you want, but just be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, just basically guaranteed money. You know, I'm, as we know, the position I play is very brutal. Double teams all the time, you know, always getting hit. So, I mean, just wanted some guaranteed money. I'm glad we got it figured out and moving forward in the right direction.
The Red Sox are in Texas tonight to take on the Rangers. 8:05 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Simone Biles made history winning her second individual all-around gold 8 years after her first. Suni Lee won a bronze in the all-around for the U.S. as well. Katie Ledecky won her 13th medal. She becomes the most decorated female swimmer ever with her relay silver. The medal count this morning, the U.S. still leads overall medals with 38, while China leads with gold 11, but the U.S. closing in on gold with 9. We've got U.S. women's soccer playing in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. against Japan, while the men are playing this morning at 9 a.m. in their own quarterfinals against Morocco. We've got men's basketball, who will take the court against Puerto Rico tomorrow at 11:15. And if you love cowboy boots like Wiggy, I know Wiggy loves them, you'll love this news. Tecovas is opening at Legacy Place. Find the finest handmade boots, Western apparel, and accessories. Join us August 9th through the 11th for complimentary drinks, live music, and free swag for the first 50 folks daily. Tecovas, don't go gently. And I will be there on the 9th, taking in all of the sights and sounds and hopefully getting myself a pair of boots.
Oh, all right.
I think, well, I want red ones.
Come hang out with Courtney on the 9th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all come right. Say hi. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 75 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous day here in Fall River, afternoon high in the 90s.